ABC Radio Australia.
We start in Papua New Guinea. The country does indeed have a new Prime Minister. 48-year-old James Marape, the former Finance Minister, has been sworn in as PNG's 8th Prime Minister after another dramatic day in Parliament that left a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering just what was going on. The day began with the Speaker of the House, Joe Pomat, calling for nominations for the leadership.
Honourable Members, the next item of business is the election of the Prime Minister in an open ballot. In accordance with Standing Order 782 to 13 and B and the practice of Parliament, I now call for nominations.
And James Marape was the first to be nominated by Peter Ipetas, the Governor of Enga Province.
Honourable Member for Tari Pori, do you accept the nomination?
It is my greatest privilege to accept the nomination.
Then the opposition leader, Patrick Pruich, thought to be a contender himself, shocked everyone by nominating the former Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, and he accepted.
Mr. Speaker, I am very privileged for this nomination. And of course, as I stated yesterday, 24 hours ago, that PNC party was mandated at the national elections in 2017 to lead this government under our organic law of the integrity of political parties elections of the 2017. Mr. Speaker, I know that we've had a strong majority when we came in there. And yesterday, I understand the motions were on the floor. It is only fair that the country knows that I have been defeated properly on the floor of Parliament. And it is with great pleasure that I accept the nomination. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Then came the third and final nomination for another former leader, Sir Makary Murauta, the member for Moresby Northwest these days. It was also accepted and the nominations were closed. But then a twist that left many somewhat confused as Mr. O'Neill rose to his feet for a second time and withdrew his nomination.
As I said, it is with great pleasure that I thought the opposition did not have a candidate because yesterday they put a motion on the floor. So I wanted to test that motion. But unfortunately, Mr. Speaker, that motion was not able to come to the floor today. In that respect, I will withdraw my nomination. Thank you.
So, with just the two candidates remaining, members were asked to move to right of room to vote for James Marape and to the left for Sir Makary Murauta. The right side filled quickly and Mr. Marape was elected as leader and more than comfortably.
Honourable Sir Makary, Member of Law, Moresby Northwest 8. Honourable James Marape, Member of Lotari Pori, 101.
So just to confirm those figures, 101 votes for James Marape, just 8 for Sir Makary Murauta. The Speaker didn't vote, and neither did Brian Cramer, the member for Omadang, or at least he didn't vote either way. He abstained. He says he'll deliver a full explanation of his actions in the coming days and has promised to bring to light, and I quote, wolves in sheep's clothing, the deceit, the backstabbing, and the clowns. We await further developments. So, after days of speculation and political horse trading, James Marape is the new Prime Minister. But what exactly was going on when the outgoing leader, Peter O'Neill, was nominated for the position he'd just vacated? Belinda Cora was in Parliament to watch those extraordinary events unfold.
A change of events that probably started last night when Laguna camp, which was the opposition camp, had gone quiet because I think me trying to get in touch with them was very difficult. And to ask the media contingency and then members of the contingent, they said they found it difficult. So I believe they had to strategize yesterday, which was last night, after James Marape had left their camp. And so he was nominated by the nominee of Laguna, which is the opposition side of the house, and that's Patrick Pruich. And this was seconded by another opposition member of the House, and that's Belden Nama, the member for Vanimore Green. And so Mr. O'Neill, the former Prime Minister, had accepted that nomination. And all of a sudden, after the former Prime Minister, Sir Makary Murauta, was nominated, former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill again asked the Speaker to recognize his withdrawal of that acceptance. So at this stage, I believe that the National Alliance Party still showed support towards Marape as a former friend at their camp. and still going to be sitting in opposition side of the House. They would just show their support towards someone who had left them yesterday, but I'm really unsure why they had to vote him in as Prime Minister this morning.
It's a very confused picture, isn't it, in terms of who was supporting who and what they were trying to bring about in the House? Because it seems to me that in nominating Peter O'Neill, those two gentlemen who nominated him, they wanted to embarrass him. Didn't they? To see how few votes he got.
Yeah, I did speak to someone shortly after Parliament adjourned this morning to, someone from within Laguna camp. And he said that Patrick Pruitt could not be nominated because if he nominated, the former Prime Minister would have not withdrawn his nomination. So they had to get someone outside of the nominees of the NA camp. Well, that's what I just got. But it was really shocking to see what happened. Even the PNC or the government side of the House were shocked to even realize or to even hear Patrick Cruyff stand up and nominate the Prime Minister, which they had been continuously trying to talk down in the last couple of days. So, yes, it was pretty shocking, Richard.
I'm wondering that even though James Marape has now been voted in the 8th Prime Minister for Papua New Guinea since independence, but will the focus continue to be on Peter O'Neill? I mean, he's still in Parliament, and I would have thought there's a good chance that he's going to get a position in the new cabinet, isn't he?
At this stage, as we speak, although the National Alliance Party were going to be seen as the new government voted in today, that's what we foresaw in three days from today, we realized that the Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill, came back still as the largest partner again. Largest coalition partner. So PNC is currently the largest coalition partner still to the current 8th Prime Minister, which is Pangu Party's James Marape. So they will still remain within the government ranks. And I believe so that he would still get a portfolio, if not a senior portfolio, because of his numbers in still supporting James Marape.
Belinda Cora in Port Moresby on the very movable feast that is politics in Papua New Guinea. Now, after visiting Government House, where he was sworn in as Prime Minister, James Marape returned to Parliament to give his acceptance speech.
Politics can come and go, but what we witness today transcends political boundaries, transcends ethnic divide, transcends cultural divide, transcends religious views. Today's passing of torch to me represents shift of torch to younger generation of leadership for our country.
Mr. Marape went on to say that assessing Papua New Guinea's economic situation will be one of his first priorities.
And so today I stand before this nation and this honourable house, humbled, but also burdened, knowing that the challenge before us as a nation is not easy. I've been finance minister 7 years. I know that our economy is bleeding and struggling. We will do a diagnostic into how our economy is right now, one of the first business of our government. After we've assembled a team of ministers in the coalition we have, we will do a holistic diagnostic about the status of our economy.
Mr. Marape also talked about wanting to tweak PNG's resources laws as one way of maximising gains from the country's natural resources.
The team of leaders I lead, encouraged by some of the encouragements that I've received in Laguna, mingling with members on the other side, are all about doing what is right for our nation, taking back our economy, looking into resource laws. At the moment, our resource laws are outdated. We do not intend to chase our investors. They are here to stay. We encourage them. But we will look into maximizing gain from what God has given this country, from our natural resources. This leadership is all about placing this country in the right place in taking back our economy. Our forestry. We don't need no more foreigners to come in and export our forestry sector. Yes. Those players currently playing in this country, your time is now to go into downstream and not run log export. Yeah.
And the new Prime Minister ended his speech by emphasising that all members on both sides of the House have a role to play in the future success of the nation.
I beg every one of you on both sides of the House, I am nothing but just a conductor. You are the singers. Let us start this journey, new journey, as we stand in the face of 2020s. Moving into 50 years of our independence, I will conduct and try my absolute best, and every one of you can sing your parts. Some of you will sing the bass part. Some of you will sing the soprano, the alto, the melody. Combined, we can make the song that our children so truly deserves in this country. No child must be left behind. Every child must pick up, and I look forward. In whatever I am 10 years from now, I truly want this country to be the richest black Christian nation.